Connor.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are back now with hour number two of the program. The number here is 800-313-9443. Yes, I'm on fire. Let's go back to our telephone now. Stu in California. Hello.
Hello, Rick.
Yes, sir.
How are you tonight?
Well, can't you tell?
Hey, I agree with... I've been listening now quite a bit, and I really enjoy your show. I agree with just about everything. I'm a Christian, a believer. I've been around a long time. But I thought I might just kind of lighten things up a little bit. I heard your ad where the fellow was talking about the New World Order. Sounded like he was saying odor instead of order.
Order?
Yes. And I was going to say, ask a question and give a possible answer. What does the New World Order smell like? Maybe something is rotten, not in Denmark, but in Holland. Or are they trying to get the world in Dutch?
Yes, that's very creative. Now, did you think those up by yourself?
Yes, I did, just while I was sitting here listening.
Yes, well, it is funny, though, when you say that, because, you know, I like a good joke now and then myself, so... when you think about the tenor of the times, you can't help but see there is some humor to be had. I mean, it's tragically humorous, I'll admit.
But yeah, really.
You certainly have to have some humor and some levity in the situation. And sometimes, hey, it goes a long way, you know, in convincing people of the insanity of these politicians and puppets.
Well, I've been... kind of undergoing a lot of strain myself here lately, and a little depressed here and there. And
why is that?
Just some of my financial situation.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So, you know, you need to have a little bit of levity once in a while to make it
absolutely.
Through.
Oh, absolutely. Nothing wrong with that. It's not against the law yet. And even if it is, we're going to do it anyway, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's nice. Now, where are you? You're in California. Have you called me before?
Yes, I think once.
Once, a long time ago, huh?
Yeah, a while back, yeah.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you called again. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
I may call again.
What do you do for a living, if I may ask, if you can...
Well, I'm 75 now.
Oh, you're 75 now?
I see. I don't...
Well, that's why the finances are pretty rough, huh?
Yeah, I used to do floor covering work, and I was also a preacher, so...
You were, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So I can imagine what you're going through, what we're all going through. Whereabouts in California are you?
In Fresno County.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, the cost of living isn't cheap, and it's getting higher to pay the taxes for the cost of the illegals coming in.
Yeah, really.
Yes, that'll sink you, won't it? But that's the idea, though, is to wipe us out, the middle class.
Yeah, with this lowering of the value of the dollar, you know, it's just getting worse every day, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's very true, but you were a preacher, you say, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, being that, you have something, you really have some basic... ammunition there in your artillery. I'll have to say that because you know that we're on the winning side here.
I'm pretty much in agreement with you too about Israel and who they really are.
Right, right. Oh, absolutely. Israeli, as we call them.
Yeah. But you know, us and is the ones.
Yes. It's good to hear your voice. Thank you for calling.
God bless you.
Yeah, thank you. You too. And keep your chins up, will you? All right. The best is yet to come. And the best of the fight is too. I'll be right back. Rick Adams. We'll take more calls. Jump aboard.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
I'm back. I'm just berating my young Manny here for not giving me a snippet. That's all right. We'll get one in the next break. All right. I'm only teasing him. He's a good guy. When he's sleeping, he's wonderful. we're going to go back to the phones in a moment. And once again, we've been talking about S2205, the Nightmare Act, the so-called Dream Act, a standalone bill now, which has been submitted by Dick Durbin of Illinois, our great hero. And, of course, he is one of those who is one of the most corrupt in the United States Senate, along with Chuck Hagel, who managed to get himself elected by the chicanery of touchscreen voting and his investments in that company. ESNS, of course, is one of them. Diebold is another. And he's leaving the Senate, thank goodness. But the damage, of course, he has done enormous damage, and he should be taken out and put on a nice scaffold. You see, these guys are looking forward to their pensions, their retirements. Well, hopefully their pension and their reward, their retirement, will be on a gallows someday soon. And the people can string them up as they should, because these people are absolutely and totally an abomination. You heard what Teddy Roosevelt said. He'd be prosecuted today as a hate monger. There's no question about it. He'd be prosecuted as a hater. This is an outrage. We have turned logic on its head. We have turned the Constitution upside down, and we have allowed it to take place, this treason to take place. And save for me and a few others and Lou Dobbs, thank God for Lou Dobbs on the program tonight and mentioning this very treasonous act. So we are we're raising a lot of you-know-what, Cain, and we're going to defeat Cain. He's going to be defeated. He's already been defeated. He just doesn't know enough to lay down. Oh, absolutely. No doubt about it. You watch and see. Get on the phones tomorrow, 877-851-6437. This is the amnesty bill all over again, piecemeal. All right? And don't forget to call. Don't forget to make that phone call tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is imperative. And the toll number is 202-224-3121. Let's go back to the telephone here on the program on Republic Broadcasting Network. Let me say hi to Steve in Ohio. Yes, Steve.
Hello, Rick. How you doing? I'll definitely make them calls tomorrow. I'm totally against that.
And be firm, be firm. Let's take the kid gloves off. We want responses. We want to know who in his right mind would sell America down the river for a few votes.
Yeah, you know, usually in the recent past here, every time I call my senators and congressmen, they always tell me what they're going to do. They never want to hear what I want, you know, my opinion on anything.
Mm-hmm. They have to be reminded, though.
Yeah.
They are our servants, not the other way around.
That's the way I feel, too. You know, when I was younger, when I was a youngster, and I was just in my late teens, remember the American dream? You know, you always thought the American dream was you would get a good job, get a car, get married, maybe get a house, and raise some kids. And if you could do that, you did pretty good. Now the new American dream is sitting around poor, broke, and hoping that you hit the crooked state lottery. You know, that's the new American dream. Mm-hmm. And just the name of that Dream Act is irritating. It's like a knife in the back. You know, I'm just totally against that. And I wanted to let you know that I'll support you there. I'll call in there and voice my opinion on it.
Well, I hope you have family members that will also do it. And more the merrier.
They all agree with it.
Well, you see, now it's getting to where the rubber meets the road. Employment is unemployment is way up now, and I'm figuring it's at least 14% federal unemployment rate, and the states are not much better. People are off their unemployment benefits now. They are considered to be employed, you know. They're counted as employed, not unemployed any longer. Their benefits have run out. They have no job. I talked to a guy who came to my house, actually, and bought something from me just yesterday, and he's working three jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Three jobs, and one of them is at one of these big lumber companies, you know, Home Cheapo, and one of them, he says, well, between December and March, it's dead. It's dead. And, of course, with nobody spending money to fix up homes now because of the depressing rates of selling. You know, the home rates are, of course, dropping tremendously, the price of homes, that people are not going to invest that money anymore. They're not going to make these improvements, you know.
Yeah.
They can't afford to because they're already losing on the value of the home.
Oh, yeah.
So that means more people will be out of work. And this criminal that we have in Washington and his vice president criminal, they're planning more adventurism, more war, and more violations of our sovereignty. It's unheard of, really. I mean, this is the Roman Empire all over again.
Hey, can I tell you about an experience I had last week?
You may.
Me and my friend went to the only place you can try to look for a job around my area is through a temporary service. And me and my friend went there to one of these temporary services.
Mm-hmm.
At like 8 o'clock in the morning, we got there. We filled out their forms, and we sat there from 8 o'clock in the morning, and we watched a lot of these people coming in, probably from Mexico, and they was all speaking Spanish. They all had their kids screaming and yelling. You know, there's probably 50 of them come in there, and every one of them people got sent out to work, and I'm white. My buddy is a black man. And we sat there all day long watching these people be sent out to work. And then at the end of the day, like around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we was told they were out of jobs to come back tomorrow. And that was so aggravating to see that. Like half of these people couldn't even speak English. They had their snotty-nosed little kids with them, mm-hmm. you know, running around. I don't know who would even take their kids to look for a job, but they did. And it's just so aggravating, you know. So me and my buddy, we just had to get up and leave. But that's the way it is. Every time you go into one of these places, that's what you run into. You know, mm-hmm. so.
Well, yeah. You know, it's going to get worse. It is getting worse all the time. And the only thing I can try to tell people on a practical level is to try to be your own employer as much as it is possible for you to do so. And I mean to get into a business situation where you can engage really in arbitrage, if you will, you know, buy and sell, opportunity income. And that's the only way, I think, today people can try to stay ahead of their bills.
That's good advice, Rick. Thank you.
Yes, I've done it myself. And I remember one of the great economists who passed on this past year, Dr. Senholz, Hans Senholz of the Austrian school, he said that. He said, you know, you've got opportunity income, and that's the way you're going to make some money. Otherwise, forget it. Forget, you know, labor income, which, of course, is almost barely enough money now just to live. Forget about income from interest, from bank accounts, time interest, and so forth. Opportunity. Opportunity is the only way people can keep their heads above water. Legitimate opportunities, you know?
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate
Thank you.
That. Okay, bye.
Yes, Steve. That's the formula. That's the formula. Opportunity income. You see a deal, you see something, you buy it cheap, you sell it higher. You find somebody in the marketplace who's willing to buy something they're looking for that you have. And that's what, you know, doing eBay and other things, internet auctions, is all about. Oh, speaking of eBay and auctions, these same geniuses in Congress now, these wonderful, brilliant people, are once again, believe it or not, considering the time may be right to pull an internet tax on us. How do you like that, ladies and gentlemen? Just what we need is a tax on the net. And that would certainly help alleviate the burden on you poor folk out there who are trying to make ends meet by doing some internet sales so that you could possibly survive and supplement your income. Oh, aren't they so generous? While they continue to bankroll foreign aid to Israel and war, because war is profitable. War makes money for the bankster, gangster, banksters, the criminals, my friend. But that is I kid you not, an internet tax is also in the offing. I've got to dig that one up, that story up, and read it to you as we continue the program. Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's the number to get on live to speak with Rick Adams, to vent your spleen, to get it all off your chest. And we've been talking about these bills tonight, the so-called Dream Act, S-2205, say no to that. We've been talking about the Law of the Sea Treaty. We're talking about all of the other measures that have come up, the land grab, the private property destruction, all of this. And we will continue as the program rolls along. There's plenty of time to talk to you tonight on the program, but this is a very, very important issue, and I think we really need to get the word out. If we don't, and we don't demand action and remind them who the masters are and who the servants are, then we might as well wrap it up and just let them run over us like a steamroller. Well, I'm not about to do that. I know you're not about to do that. Because we must stand up, ladies and gentlemen, for freedom. And we must stand up for God and country. First and foremost, we must do that and repent of our nation's sins and come back to Him. He will heal our land. I'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network, with prayer and your offerings and business as well. Be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we are back. Yes, indeed. I was mentioning to you the idea that we could have a tax on the Internet, because as of November 1st, of this year, the tax moratorium on the Internet is set to expire, and if not renewed, the Internet users, including me and many of you, could expect to see a raised Internet rate as additional taxes could be applied. There is some legislation in both the House and the Senate to expand the moratorium for several more years, although some of the lawmakers would like to see a permanent ban on taxing the Internet. So you might want to look into that as well. I don't want to overburden you. Right now the important thing is the so-called DREAM Act in the Senate, and also the Law of the Sea Treaty coming up this year. But this is a very scary thing, because, you know, there are some in Congress, of course, always a few nutcakes that will do anything they can to continue to tax and tax until there's nothing left to take. And we cannot allow that to happen with the Internet. That's the last opportunity for self-sufficiency, independence, and freedom, as far as I'm concerned. All right, let's take another call here from John, I believe. Is that John in New York?
Great.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yes, John.
I listened to the last gentleman call and looking for work and things like that. I may have a few things to add to help him or help somebody else. I suggest all patriots out there try to pick up some extra skill sets. And one of the highest things on my priority is to learn how to do machining work, how to make things out of nothing. Because if you can make yourself valuable, you should be able to find work. And if you can't find work, at least you'll be able to tool up some of the things you need. The other thing is...
It's a good point, yes.
Yeah, the other thing is there's on RBN, the Rick Satellite sells satellite dishes. What one could do is buy one and learn to install it and then install it for other people distribute flyers.
Absolutely.
And install those things. And it's a twofer that way because, one, you may be waking somebody else up because you're giving them good channels to listen to, and two, you're getting a skill and paid for installing it. And next thing you know, you have a whole bunch of customers that they've already trusted you with installing that satellite system. Now you can go back and say, if you have a pickup truck and you're handy, maybe people would like to have their oil changed at home and not have to go stand in line someplace. So you can change their oil, rotate their tires, and just do little things like that. You can bring the surface. What you have to do is you have to nip it in the bud and take away, make it easy for other people to take your services from you. You can go into a restaurant and you see that they're using paper placemats. Maybe you could sell advertisements on the back of that placemat and that kind of thing, and give it to the menu of the restaurant for free. So you got to look around. There's opportunities out there. You just got to be creative. Maybe.
Well, you're right. I'm glad you called, because that is an attitudinal issue here.
Right.
There are a lot of, you know, even with the dire situation we find ourselves in, there is money out there to be made. You're right.
And the other thing is maybe you could start your own contracting work and put an ad in the paper, and you have to word it so that you can get your ad in there. But basically you prove to the people you're hired out to that everybody working in your force is either an ex-veteran or an American. And I would hire people that are Americans or ex-veterans to work around my place if I could make sure that I'm not being sold a pig in a poke and end up with somebody that's not. So I would give them preferential treatment, you know, over somebody that didn't have any papers proving that they are Americans. I don't know how you're going to do that, but that might, you know, I've often thought about doing my own hiring agency and hire myself out, you know. But those are just some little things.
Well, that's good, and particularly I like the idea of those who have a handicraft, you know, ability to do things. If you can do it, you can certainly help be part of the underground economy and also help make life more affordable for the people that you work for. You got a skill and, you know, people need things done, then certainly you could do it cheaper for cash than for doing it, on the table, so to speak.
Right.
And you need that money more than the government. The government's stealing that money from you, and you need to survive, regardless of what the government claims is its right to your income. Well, so people need to be creative, as you say.
Those
are ways of doing it.
Look at the skills or the jobs that they're shipping overseas and say, well, those are the jobs and skills I don't want. Look at the skills and jobs that the illegals are taken, and you say, those are the ones I don't want. I want the ones that can't be shipped out and can't be done by just regular labor. I mean, they can get I'm not calling anybody names or anything, but you can almost train monkeys to pull levers. So you want to get yourself something that can't be done by an uneducated force and something that can't be shipped out and done by somebody else, like computers. I hear a lot of people saying, oh, I'm going in to fix computers and stuff like that. A lot of times they can fix them over the internet, you know, because you allow them into your computer and they do a few things, or else you have to ship them out to somebody. So that's just my thoughts on that.
Yeah, that's very good. I appreciate it. Have you called the program before?
Yes, I have. A long time. One other thing is, up north, after the snow season's over with, I swear to God, there's like a mailbox for every 10 mailboxes that is down from the snow plows. And I said, boy, if I was in a mailbox installing a business, I'd be making a ton of money, you know, in the March area.
Yes. Oh, that's a good thing. I'm glad you called, and keep up the good work there, John.
Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Yes, I shall now. I love this. Audience is just great with creative responses. We'll take more. 800-313-9443. More Uncensored, Radio Free America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA, of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you, Mr. Klang and Company. Well, now here's one for the books, ladies and gentlemen. Giuliani defends, employs, priest, accused of molesting teens. Oh, boy. Mr. Giuliani goes to Washington, huh? Oh, my. Presidential candidate Rudolph Giuliani hired a Catholic priest to work in his consulting for months after the priest had been accused of sexually molesting 2 former students and an altar boy, and told by the church to stop performing his priestly duties. I like that priestly duties part. Well, the priest, Monsignor Alan Plaka, a longtime friend of Giuliani, and the priest who officiated at his second wedding to Donna Hanover, continues to work at Giuliani Partners in New York, to the outrage of some of the accusers and victims groups as well. They've begun to protest at Giuliani campaign events. This man did unjust things, they say, and he's being protected and employed and taken care of. It's not a good thing, said one of the accusers, Richard Toldner, who says Plaka molested him repeatedly when he was a student at Long Island, New York Catholic Boys High School in 1975. At a campaign appearance in Milwaukee last week, Giuliani continued to defend Plaka, who he described to reporters as a close, and I say close, friend for 39 years. I know the man. I know who he is. So I support him, Giuliani said. We give some of the worst people in our society the presumption of innocence and benefit of the doubt. And of course, I'm going to give that to one of my closest friends. The accusations against Plaka were made in testimony before a Suffolk County grand jury 2002. Toldner, now a mortgage banker in Albany, New York, says he was one of three people to testify about Plaka. This man harmed children. He still could do it. He deserves to be shown for what he was or is. Giuliani defends and employs a priest accused of molesting teens. Well, he believes in innocent until proven guilty, except when there are alleged terrorists who have been tortured. Then, of course, he draws the line. That's Tutti Frutti Giuliani. I thought you'd find that interesting. 1-800-313-9443. And Joel in Wisconsin, you are next on the program.
Are you picking on Mayor Giuliani?
I'm picking him apart.
Then you must be for Hillary.
Oh, I must. Well, I mean, there's no other choice, right?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, if it isn't Hillary and we think she's a terrible, terrible person, we don't think much more of Giuliani. But, you know, the lesser of the two evils is good, isn't it?
That's all you get. Because I never heard of Ron Paul, and you're not going to.
Oh, well, we're hearing about him all over the alternative media, aren't we?
Yeah, well.
Oh, these poor guys don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. Katie Couric and Brian Williams and, oh, my, they're just beside themselves. They have these big frowns on their faces, you know.
Yep.
Who do they think he is, Ron Paul, that he's making these inroads? The American people might be given a choice. This is an outrage.
Well, isn't that a really good example of how fixed everything is? You can see that both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, are working to get Hillary in there. They wouldn't run anybody like Giuliani or the other ilk if they weren't for Hillary. I mean, but you try to tell some average union person that, and they'll think you're goofy.
Yeah, well, if they don't know anything by now, just go around them and forget them.
Well,
because when their job is gone, they'll be scratching their wooden head saying,
right.
Somebody told me something about this.
And I'm asking them, what have your unions done so far? What is your union doing about the illegal aliens or the jobs going out or anything like that? They'll still defend. They get the union. The people that are in the unions, even though they're good Americans, you know, they're just stupid. And they're the ones that convinced me that there is really no hope for this country. I mean, if that many people can have that kind of a mentality, and they're locked in, you just can't unlock that. I have a brother that's that way, and you just can't talk to him about it.
Oh, I know. I know what you mean. And you know what? You don't. You don't even waste your time. But, there is a lot of soil out there that could use some watering, and when you put the water can on it, will absorb the water. They will take the water. They won't dispel it. They'll say, please feed me, and, you know, like
hopefully.
That plant monster there, you know, and just feed me,
Right. That's why I call up just, you know, for some new listeners, because I rehash the same old crap.
Well, I know, and I love hearing new listeners call the program.
Because
there are many out there, and we saw that when we had on, who was his name there? We had on Alan Keyes, I think it was, last Monday, a week ago Monday, and we had people call and never called before, and the lines were jammed for 2 hours. But, I mean, that's an indication that people never call, but listen.
Right.
Say,
and
thousands of them.
This is why I called tonight. I know you can't answer it, but I'm just going to test your brain here. What do you think Iran's going to do to get us to go over there and attack them?
You mean that you think Iran would welcome a provocation?
We know what's going to happen. I'm just wondering what you think they're going to do.
Well, I know that that Dick Cheney has his lips wet and moist as he's licking them at the prospect of World War III, and even Jim Webb, the senator from Virginia, was quoted as having said that recently. Not that he's any good, but he knows that Mr. Cheney, that is his dream, as he said, is having a World War III scenario. Despite that, I don't know, quite frankly. This thing has been talked about now for 2 years.
Right.
And I understand they have to go through the motions and pretend they want to have a peaceful resolution to a problem that does not exist, by the way.
Right.
But I can't say with any degree of certainty which direction it'll go in, because, quite frankly, I don't know, and the Lord knows, but I don't, you see.
Well, there's going to have to be some kind of a alleged attack or something. There's got to be.
Well, see, if that happens, though, I think most people are resigned to the fact in this country they're opposed to an attack on Iran. That's what the polls show. You know, that will be the end of the economy right there. The United States.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no question. And that will give George Bush and Dick Cheney and the rest of the gang of criminals, the neocons from Israel and Chertoff, the obligation to lock down our nation and make us secure and give us peace and safety rather than freedom, you see.
And the people will buy it. I know.
Well, yes, you're right. Human nature being what it is, and people uninformed and not aware of what can happen to them. Yeah, they'll surrender their liberties, Joel. You're right.
That's where I'm coming from. And I don't like where I'm coming from, but what can I do?
Well, you know, I mean, one thing you can't do is fear.
You must never
surrender to fear.
No.
Never. Because there is nothing to fear more than the Heavenly Father. I mean, he's the one I got to fear every day. I don't worry about fearing men. I'm bold before men, but I'm humble before God, because I know that he's the maker and breaker. Everything is under his control. And if all we do is to repent, come back to him, and ask him to bless us, he will. And he can do the same for our nation if our nation were to turn from its wicked ways.
That's the
solution. We hold the key right in our hands, the key to unlock the door.
I know that.
That something?
Do I sound scared to you?
No, you sound very confident and absolutely at ease.
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah, yeah. I know what's coming. I don't like it, but there's...
hey, man, look at Daniel Boone.
Yeah.
Look at Davy Crockett.
Right. That's what I do to feel good. I think about the people that have it worse than I do, you know.
That's right. But they have much worse than you do. You know, think about, I like to see people in America, these idiots that have their heads up in the air and elsewhere, you know, thinking all is fine, all is well, don't worry about it, this can go on forever without having to pay. I like to think that, hey, they're going to have to live someday the life that the people of Iraq have been living now for several years because of the invasion on part of the U.S.
They won't believe that, but I know that, I believe that the people that, I know people that are spending so much time and effort right now trying to keep their wealth, hang on to what they've earned all their life, you know, and I don't have that problem because I don't have anything, but, and I tell these people, and they hate it, that they're going to be, you know, we're all going to be at the same level, you know, when this comes about.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to lose what they have, and I never had anything in the first place, and we're all going to be on the same level.
There you go. There you go. I like that. You're a very perceptive guy, Joel.
I know it, but it doesn't get me anywhere.
If you could package that now and put that to use and work, you'd probably be rolling in dough.
I never tried to roll in dough.
Well, it's all right. I mean, you could have... I mean, it's not bad. Money is not a bad thing.
No.
It's the love of money that's the bad thing. That's the problem.
I could always use more.
Yeah. But, you know, money can is just a medium of exchange, a facilitator, and that's all it is. If you can use it to get something else you need, then that's what you do. But right now, everybody should be liquidating their debt as much as they can, unloading their pack mule, getting rid of their obligations, and making their burden light, because that will put them at ease, their minds at ease, if they can do that.
There's been so many warnings from so many people all through history that just go on, you know, they're ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Ford, he warned us about the banking system.
Yes.
There was just...
Lindbergh warned us, too.
Yep. There was that other guy that... I can't think of his name right offhand, but there were several attempts. He was on the banking committee. He was a congressman.
You mean Gonzalez?
No, before that, back when he was fighting against the Federal Reserve.
Oh, okay, there were a number of them. We had Martin Dies and people like that who were patriots in the 20s and 30s and 40s, and they were in jail, some of them, put in jail by Roosevelt for opposing his war plans and his New World Order.
Yep.
And that's what George Bush is doing, taking these guys and allowing for the prosecution, illegally, of men like Pompeon and Ramos, putting them in jail, letting the criminals out, pardoning them, and he's the biggest criminal of all.
Yeah, but he's got followers. Oh, this is, I hate this when I ever hear this. They claim to be, just like your good buddy Giuliani, they claim to be Christians. They're using that. They're ruining Christianity by doing that, and they're claiming to be it so that... That both those believe them.
Well, if you were Satan and you knew the way to advance the agenda is to pretend to be the opposite of what you are, what would you do? You wouldn't go out and say, hey, I'm the devil. I'm here to destroy you. Help me. No, you're going to say, I'm a Christian. I believe the Bible from cover to cover, including the covers.
Yes. Well, when
you're
going to
sound like John Hagee.
When I see people falling for that, I think, I give up right there. I don't even continue talking to them.
Well, that's all you can do. You know, if you don't get a response, a halfway intelligent response from somebody who wants to listen, wants to learn, don't waste your time. Just ignore them.
Their minds
because
are made
Jesus
up.
Jesus said that himself.
Yes. Their minds are made up, and don't bother them with the
what
facts.
What minds? They have no minds. They have no brains.
Well, I think it was just trained and programmed. I mean, in a way you feel sorry for them, but they're what's ruining everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm torn there, just like our own troops. You know, they're programmed to go over there and kill, and follow
what's
orders.
What's been done to them, I really shed tears over, because they don't even know. Many of them hate it, and they're finding out the hard way that we were right. But those that don't have been brainwashed, conditioned, and now they are a part of the problem.
Yeah,
they'll come back home, and they'll fire upon you if they have to.
Yeah, they will. Yeah,
Some of them will.
I ask every one of them, do you... about their oath to defend and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I ask them, do you still believe in that? And they'll say, yes, I do. And I'll say, well, have you read that? Have you read the Constitution? I mean, the Constitution says only Congress can declare war. And I'll just bring up a few things like that. Then they get mad. Because then they'll say, oh, there's smarter people than you and me that decide those things. Well, that's because they're trained. They're trained to not think at all, just obey.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Follow what the government wants the people to do, and that is the prescription for enslavement.
Yes.
You're right. Thank you, Joel.
Okay.
Good call, as always. Thank you. I remember, as Dan Smoot said, the constitutional scholar, wonderful, wonderful, brilliant man, said that it all really, really got started in the last century under Wilson and the CFR created here in the United States of conditioning the American people to do what the government wanted it to do, not what they want to do with their freedoms and protect themselves and have no standing army like George Washington advocated, and to be armed individually in their communities, be watchful of government, their government, more than foreign governments. No. All of a sudden, we had to have external enemies. All of a sudden, it was the boogeyman of Nazism and the nasty Japanese, the slanty eyes. We had to go after those people. They were terrible. We're the good guys. They're the bad guys. And once we, of course, set up that straw man and then knocked him down, now all of a sudden we have another enemy, communism, that was created right here in the U.S. of A., Satan City, D.C. And then, of course, we went from that to Islamofascism and economic and ecological disaster. We must surrender our sovereignty, they told us, and we will protect you. We'll make the world safe for democracy. And, boy, they sure have, at a price, at a very, 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 very high price. Price of our freedom and our individual independence. We will be back, ladies and gentlemen, with a concluding segment of Rick Adams Uncensored, Radio Free America. Stay tuned.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
Just a reminder before we take a final call here. Number to call against the DREAM Act, all right, S2205 in the Senate, of course, toll-free is 877-851-6437. And the toll number, once again, is 202-224-3121. Paul in Niagara Falls is on the program now. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Hey, I was just walking in the house when you read that first quote from Teddy Roosevelt. Can you do it again for me?
Well, if I have time, I'll close the program with it.
All right, well, I got a quick one for you.
Sure.
It might have some reference to what we were talking about tonight with your callers. Here it goes. The coming of a world state is longed for and confidently expected by all the worst and most distorted elements. This state, based on the principle of absolute equality of men and a community of possessions, would banish all national loyalties. In it, no acknowledgement would be made of the authority of a father over his children or of God over human society. If these ideas are put into practice, there will inevitably follow a reign of unheard-of terror. This was made in 1920 by, guess who? Pope Benedict the 15th.
Hmm. That so is very interesting.
Yeah, so
and not now
all
we have
Catholics
the 16th.
Are evil.
And now we have Benedict the 16th, don't we?
Yeah, he was just promoting global warming. Isn't that special?
Yes, and ecumenism, huh?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, I'm going to read that quote right now, okay?
From Teddy Roosevelt, Rick.
Once again. He said in 1907, 100 years ago, in the first place, we should insist that if the immigrant who comes here in good faith becomes an American and assimilates himself to us, he shall be treated as an exact equality, an equal with everyone else, for it is an outrage to discriminate against such men because of creed, birthplace, or origin. But this is predicated upon the person's becoming in every facet an American and nothing but an American. There can be no divided allegiance here. Any man who says he's an American but something else also isn't an American at all. We have room for but one flag, the American flag. We have room for but one language here, and that is the English language. And we have room for but one sole loyalty, and that is to the loyalty of the American people. And that's Teddy Roosevelt's statement. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Good way to end the program. Get to work tomorrow. Call the Senate. Call the Congress and let them have it. No to the nightmare DREAM Act, my friends. And you got the numbers. You heard the program all night. I can't say any more. Get your neighbors, your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, your sons, your daughters, your nephews, everyone to do something and follow all of us. Lou Dobbs, Rick Adams, all of us who in the alternative True Media are urging you to take part in something that is important and vital. But stand up, because the man who does not stand up on principle deserves to take a fall. And that's true of women, too. You hear me? Okay, be back again, Father willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock Central. We'll continue more on these and other subjects as we continue Uncensored, Radio Free America. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Get online and you support our products. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow night.